Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, this morning featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florian. Jessica, this morning we're going to learn a little bit about the learn by doing method, or as I like to call it, baptism by fire.
I like that, Brad. Yes, so, you know, we are here in mid-June. That's crazy to think, but the fairs are right around the corner. And I hope you guys have already been practicing and working on your 4-H projects. I guess I wanted to start with a story, Brad, take you back to my 4-H days. And I will never forget the summer that my dad, I come from a family of four, and I have an older sister, and I was the second. And our youngest sister had just joined 4-H as well. And between the three of us, we had six dairy calves that we were taking to the Franklin County Fair that year. And I grew up on a dairy farm, and my dad was haying and putting up silage during those times. And he looked at us three girls, and he said, you know what? This is on you this year, girls, to get these calves ready for the fair. My sister and I had been doing it for several years, and he felt like it was time for us to step up to the plate and help our younger sister. And so between he helped us with that first one, but then it was up to us to finish off those six calves by ourselves. You clip them and wash them and, you know, all the things, Brad. And so, you know, we were terrified at that moment to take on such a big task. But I just remember we felt so rewarded at the end when we brought them to the fair and did good. And that's just the whole, that just embodies the whole thing that we're trying to instill in our children here in the 4-H program, is that learn by doing process. And although it might not be perfect at the end of the day, each year you grow more, and when you're challenged in a very unique, special way like that, that really pushes you outside your boundaries. That's where we really see growth in our children. So I would just really encourage all of my parents that are listening, or grandparents that are listening, and you're starting to work on these 4-H projects, to be able to step back and create that environment of, it doesn't need to be perfect as they come to the fair, but that's what we're trying to create for them, is a safe space for them to grow and learn. And they do that best by doing it themselves. And so we call this experimental learning. And research really has a lot of backing that this is how kids really, their minds really grow, with that do, reflect, apply type of concept with their 4-H projects. So if you need some more specific tools as you're doing your 4-H projects this year, and need some direction as you're working on your foods or your sewing or your leather project, please reach out to the extension office. We can point you in some good directions. But we are upon fair. Franklin County Fair was due yesterday. So an Anderson County Fair enrollment is coming up here at the end of June. So a fair will be upon us before we know it.
Well, I tell you what, I heard what the girls were doing, the three girls, but what was Todd up to during all of this?
He was still running around with his tractors at that point.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you for that. Anything else to share with us today?
Nope. Just, you know, again, there are some important dates out there, so pay attention to your newsletter. Call if you have any questions.
Sounds like a plan. Jessica, thank you very much. We'll have our next K-State Research and Extension Report coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, featuring Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.